USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The third round of stimulus checks are already hitting some bank accounts. But while some households will see the funds within the next few days, others might have to be in for a longer wait. About 85% of people will receive one of the $1,400 checks very fast. But it's likely that some of the issues that stymied delivery for some people in the previous two rounds could cause delays again. Florida authorities respond to what they referred to as one of the worst car crashes they have ever seen. Five people, including three children, died when their car pulled in the path of an SUV in West Orange County, Florida.
This is an extremely rough call. We have senior firefighters who've been on the department 15 plus years, and this is never easy, especially when you talk about children. And our hearts go out to the families and to the community.
Orange County Fire Chief Thomas Veal on WFTV says the driver of both vehicles did survive the crash. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Folks looking to have a good time in makeshift bars in Illinois and Virginia have both erupted in gunfire. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A party on the south side of Chicago erupted in gunfire. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early Sunday morning.
It was quite chaotic. Our crews did a tremendous job getting their arms around it, sorting out the casualties and the victims.
Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. In the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument at a party on Saturday morning.
As individuals began fleeing the location, additional shots were fired outside.
That shooting also happened in a building that was used as a makeshift lounge.
William & Mary University is in Williamsburg. NASCAR's Martin Truex Jr. overcame an early smack into the wall and took the lead on the final restart to earn his first victory of the 2021 season at Phoenix Raceway Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Back in 1985, someone forgot to tell talk show host David Letterman Marvelous Marvin Hagler legally changed his name to Marvelous.
Last guy that called me Marvin, I tell you, he didn't look too good.
just a joke. It's only your joke.
I didn't know. I wanted a joke. He didn't get enough money for me.
Fellow boxing great Thomas Hitman Hearn shared with his fellow followers on social media that Hagler was fighting the after effects of the vaccine before the former undisputed middleweight ultimately passed away. A cause of death has not been released for the 66-year-old Hagler, but he did recently have a COVID-19 vaccine and was complaining of breathing problems when taken to the hospital near his home in New Hampshire. Hagler's website read that the boxer died of natural causes on March 13th. A man collecting money for Black Lives Matter ensured only one black life mattered, his own. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Sir Major Page, also known as Tyree Conyers Page, was indicted on 3 counts of money laundering and 1 count of wire fraud. The DOJ said that he allegedly created a Facebook page called Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta and defrauded donors of more than $450,000 after it was revoked by the IRS as a tax-exempt charity. Page tells local media that he didn't intentionally commit any crimes. He allegedly used a substantial portion of the donations to purchase personal items such as hotel rooms, guns, clothing, and forms of entertainment, officials said.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.